Hello and welcome back to Stabcast.
At this point, we want to give a trigger warning for the topics of murder, rape, sexual assault, and slight homophobia. So if you have a problem with any of these, we really recommend not listening to this podcast.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so welcome back to Stabcast. This is usually hosted by the wonderful Ava Sharp. However, unfortunately, she's busy doing some super classified time stuff, and she kindly asked if we would mind filling in for her. So we'll just quickly introduce ourselves. My name is Carrie.
My name is Elias.
And I'm Nisi.
Woohoo! And we're the team from Fables Legends Podcast. Yay! Which is maybe a bit more upbeat than murder, but we're going to give it a crack. We're going to try and do Ava proud. Yeah, awesome. So this week we are going to be discussing
Edmund Kemper.
Yeah,
Edmund III. Kemper.
Edmund Kemper the Third, right, guys?
Yep.
So yes. What did we learn about Edmund Kemper?
Well, he is a psychopath, basically, with typical psychopath behavior like killing and torturing animals in his childhood. Somebody else want to take over?
Yeah, because he was diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
After he killed his grandparents.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he was bored.
Basically, yeah. He was 15 years old as well when he killed his grandparents.
Yep.
And I also learned that at the age of 10, he buried his pet cat alive. And then at the age of 13, he killed another pet cat, but I believe he kept that one in his wardrobe.
Ah. Well... He's also a really manipulative person because he managed to fake his psychological disorder. He didn't fake his disorder, but he faked that he got better to be released at the age of 21 from a hospital he was committed to.
Yeah, it was a psychiatric facility. Yeah.
Yeah. The Escadero State Hospital. Atascadero, I'm sorry. And when he was released from said hospital, he started to target only young women by luring them into his car. And luring them into his car, driving them to a secluded area where he murdered them. And after he took them back to his place, he raped and dismembered them. So he only had sexually assaulted the corpses of these women. So he was also a necrophiliac.
Nisi, anything to add on?
Yeah. A few years later, in 1973, he killed his mother and also a friend of hers. And after he killed them both, he turned himself into the authorities. So, and he himself requested the death penalty for his crimes, for himself. But since the capital punishment was suspended in California at this time, he got 8 concurrent life sentences.
Yep. Which, if you think about it, him requesting death penalty for himself is just a very, very complicated and fancy way to commit suicide.
Basically. Yeah. I learned that as a child, his mother made him sleep in a locked basement because she was scared that he would harm his sisters while they slept. I mean, that child should never have been let out of that psychiatric facility.
No, and his mother also denied him from any love or contact for the fear of turning him gay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
She made fun of his size because he was really tall, like 6'9".
Yep. So he's almost a foot taller than me. No, he is a foot taller than me.
Yeah, very tall guy.
Yeah, and for those out there who don't use foot, that's 30 centimeters taller than me, so around 2 meters, 5 centimeters tall.
Yeah, 2 meters and six. I wrote it down because and I didn't know.
Well done, guys. I'm impressed. So through your learning about Edmund Kemper, was there anything specific that stuck out to you that would be a really fun, but not fun because it's sad and horrible, but a gruesome fact, if you will?
Well, he often kept the heads of the women he killed to have oral intercourse with the severed heads,
yeah.
Which is really freaking creepy.
It's really messed up. No, thank you. Yes. And Nisi, what was it you were saying before? Did you say that he was still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's like 71 right now. And yep. He will be turning 72 on 18th December.
Yep. And he has been in the... I'm so sorry. He has been imprisoned at the California Medical Facility since 1973.
Wow. I mean, from a psychological standpoint, this is a really interesting guy.
Yeah, totally. I get why so many true crime fans are so interested in Kemper.
Yeah.
Why he was also featured or mentioned in so many crime shows. Like, he was mentioned a lot in Criminal Minds. And he was also featured as a character on the TV show Mindhunter. And for those who don't know, Mindhunter is basically about is the story how they started to refer to those people as serial killers. And they interviewed a bunch of serial killers to find like a way to describe it. And Edmund Kemper was one of those they interviewed most for that.
Yeah, I mean, I think I read somewhere that when he turned himself in, initially the person that he called thought he was just kidding because he was so known to the police and he was so known by the people around him that... they thought it was joking that he had killed everybody. Like, so yeah. And it's when he'd said, like, actually, if you go in my house, you'll find, I think it was his mother that he'd kept in the house. So yeah, but so run it through for me. Give me the facts as they were about Edmund Kemper. How many people did he kill? When did he kill them? If you know those sorts of things.
He killed 10 people in the span of
1964.
Well, he was 15 when he started it, and he was born in 48, so that means in 1963 he started. And he stopped in 1973. So he killed 10 people in the span of 10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
If I did the math correctly.
I mean,
you did. I wrote it down.
Well, pardon me, see. So yeah, I think that he's probably fixated on quite a lot because of all those psychological things about him, like obviously being in a psych facility and being able to convince the doctors and professionals and specialists and people there that you have recovered, that you're better now and that you can be reintegrated with society. Like as I understood, he was allowed a lot of free rein around about the facility, which helped him to learn how to pass these tests that they would give him.
Yeah, and also his murders were motivated of different things, because the murder of his grandparents was definitely motivated by just boredom. The murder of his mother was because of the way she treated him, probably as revenge or whatever. And the women were just because he loved to murder, because he didn't have any personal connection to these women. So it was really the only motivation that it gave him pleasure, happiness, excitement, whatever, because he wanted to murder.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some people would delve further and say, like, was he pulling a surrogate and things like that. But I think all the women that he took and killed were so different from one another that you couldn't even say that he was pulling a surrogate figure and things like that. Like, I do believe that once he even took two women at once.
Yeah, and he also killed them in different ways.
Yeah.
He shot them, he stabbed them, he strangled them. So getting his MO is really hard, because usually serial killers stick to one way of killing. They either always stab their victims or always strangle them, but he interchanged that. And I also think that there really isn't a connection between any of his victims. They didn't look the same or something like that.
No, I believe he picked up hitchhikers, right? That was what he did. He waited for hitchhikers and then picked them up, and it was more of an opportunity killing rather than stalking somebody down and killing them, you know? It wasn't targeted. Yeah.
Well, the only thing that was the same with the most of his victims, that they were rather young women, aged 15 to 24.
Right, because they were college students, no? Were they not from a local college?
With 15 isn't a college student.
I guess it could be if they're really smart.
Yeah, okay. And also from the names I see, they also don't look like they had the same ethnicity, because I see some that look like they were Caucasian or just white in general, and then there's one victim that is called Eiko Ku, which sounds Asian to me. So it could just really be random hitchhikers he could pick up without problem, without being seen.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything that they want to add on Mr. Kemper?
Before
we close up. Nacy?
I think not.
You think not? Okay, well, I thought it would be really fun before we closed up our first ever recording of Stabcast to bring a little bit of our podcast over for a visit, and decided to do a would you rather question. Yay! Go would you rathers! Avid listeners of Bebo's Legends podcast will know that this is a frequent segment and we thought Ava wouldn't mind. So would you rather interview a serial killer or the leader of a violent cult?
Well, technically, leaders of violent cults are often put on the same step as serial killers, because although they don't kill themselves, they command to kill. So they often have a lot more victims, although it's not directly their victim, than serial killers. So I think leaders of violent cults.
Excuse me. What about you, Nisi?
I think the same, actually, to be honest, because the sound of interviewing a serial killer is a little bit creepy. Like sitting in front of him and not, you know, or her.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the violent cult thing too.
I think my choice would be serial killer, but I think I would want to more try and learn about what, for them as an individual person, took them on the journey that they ended up on, rather than like as a group. So probably go for serial killer. My dog is so weird. I'm so sorry, Stabcast listeners. Bat dogs just invade in the space all over. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this week's Stabcast. We're going to hand back over to Miss Ava Sharp next week, but we encourage you all to tune in. Lots of love.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Bye.